This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Wednesday, August 14. Foolish Priorities. Our reading comes from Luke chapter 12. Someone in the crowd said to him, "Teacher, tell my brother to divide the inheritance with me." Jesus replied, "Man, who appointed me a judge or an arbiter between you?" Then he said to them, "Watch out, be on your guard against all kinds of greed. Life does not consist in an abundance of possessions." And he told them this parable. The ground of a certain rich man yielded an abundant harvest. He thought to himself, "What shall I do? I have no place to store my crops." Then he said, "This is what I'll do. I'll tear down my barns and build bigger ones, and there I will store my surplus grain. And I'll say to myself, 'You have plenty of grain laid up for many years. Take life easy, eat, drink, and be merry.'" But God said to him, "You fool, this very night your life will be demanded from you. Then who will get what you have prepared for yourself? This is how it will be with whoever stores up things for themselves, but is not rich toward God." Many people fear cancer. It's been called the scourge of our times. If you received a diagnosis of cancer today, would it shake your world? Would the shadow of death be enough to make you re-examine life's priorities? Would it be a wake-up call? God does not mince words with us. In Jesus' parable of the rich fool, God speaks harshly to a busy farmer who has a bumper crop. Savvy businessman that he was, the farmer made plans to build bigger barns, store his surplus grain, and take life easy from then on. His mind raced 100 miles an hour, but he had no thought for God. The Bible says, "The Lord is patient with you, not wanting anyone to perish, but everyone to come to repentance." This means we receive lots of opportunities to turn from our selfish ways and to follow God's way, the way to real, full life. God often nudges us and speaks with a gentle, insistent voice. But sometimes He also thunders. He calls us to repent and reorder our lives, to make Him first in our lives, above success, even above family. And there will be a day of reckoning, as Jesus points out in His parable. So let's listen to God, urging us to follow the way of real, full life. In your life, what kinds of priorities might need changing? Which way is God nudging you? Pray with me. Teach us to number our days, O God, that through Jesus we may gain a heart of wisdom. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.